Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Hands up, Republic Bank, hands up, even as one, yeah.
You can get moving to the RBL CPL Final in Barbados when you use select Republic Bank products. To get on the road to the final, use Republic On Board, Republic Online, Republic Mobile, Point of Sale, or get an SME loan to advance your journey. You can also win one of three amazing trips across the Caribbean monthly to view RBL CPL matches. Plus, there'll be RBL CPL merch and match tickets up for grabs every month. We're moving as one. For more ways to win, visit RepublicGuyana.com. Republic Bank, title sponsor and official bank of the Republic Bank Caribbean Premier League.
Moving as one, yeah.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Previously on Murondoy, Rhonda was relieved to see Kevin and Unique's marriage thriving, with Kevin even suggesting that they might try for a second baby, though Rhonda cautioned him not to pressure Unique. She then related how Coretta had visited Dinah's restaurant, spreading rumors that Kavita and Sharona were romantically involved. True or not, Kevin said Coretta had no right carrying news around the village, and that someone needed to speak to her, but Unique insisted that only death could stop Coretta and her ways. Meanwhile, Simon grew deeply uneasy about Eva's fast-moving relationship with Jonathan after Pepper revealed that Eva had asked about birth control, forcing him to confront how unprepared he felt for a serious father-daughter conversation. As we return to Murondoy, Simon's doting daddy moment is disturbed.
That's my boy. That's my Caleb. Where is Caleb? There he is. Are you daddy's big boy? Are you? Yes, you are. Pepper, I didn't see you standing there.
I didn't want to interrupt the daddy and son moment.
I didn't think having another baby at my age would make me so happy, but Caleb, man, he has brought so much joy into my heart. I just want to spend as much time as I can with him every day. Hopefully God spares my life to see a good old age so I can see him grow.
And amen to that.
I love him so much. Thank you for giving me another chance at fatherhood.
It was all God's will.
Yes, indeed. Nothing short of a miracle.
Simon, it's so nice to see how you come around for your son, you know. I mean, after everything that happened.
There are no more doubts on my part, Pepper. I know that he is my son.
And you know what? He's starting to look more like you every day.
Yeah, that's my boy.
I was wondering, though, what changed so quickly with you?
What do you mean?
You really thought Caleb wasn't your son?
You know why. the stupid phone calls. Somebody was just trying to plant doubt in my mind.
Simon, I want to ask you something.
What's that?
Did you carry Caleb for DNA test?
What?
You carried Caleb for DNA test? Yes?
Look, I was going to tell you eventually.
Simon, really?
I just had to know for certain, Pepper.
And my words weren't enough? Knowing the godly wife that you have, my words weren't enough?
Pepper, you are way younger than me, and you're beautiful. I know you have your past, but I would never use that against you.
So what you getting at?
You know how surprised I was when you got pregnant? It had been 18 years since I got a woman pregnant, and not from the lack of trying either.
But Simon, my words should have been enough. You really thought I would sin my soul to cheat on you?
I'm sorry.
When I decided to change my life, I was serious about it. You are my husband, and I would never go with another man as long as we are married.
I believe you, my love.
Yes, but you didn't believe me not to carry our son secretly to have a DNA test.
I just had to know.
So let me get something straight. This was a plan all along?
What you mean?
You came and played nice to bring me and Caleb home from Ignatius and Shelley House. Was there a plan all along to play nice so I could trust you to take Caleb out alone so you could take him to do a DNA test?
Oh my.
Wow, Simon. And there I was, thinking it was genuine love because you missed us.
I did miss you. Genuinely wanted y'all back home.
But you also wanted the opportunity to take your son for DNA test. What if people find out about this?
Well, there's nothing to hide. You didn't cheat on me and he's my son.
It just shows you don't trust me, Simon. Am I not supposed to be hurt by that?
Look, I'm sorry. But Pepper, you must understand the position I was in. I was being bombarded by those calls. It was driving me crazy. I had to know for sure.
Well, I'm glad you know now. But it still hurts that you didn't trust my word.
And I am so sorry. How can I make it up to you?
I just want you to be honest with me from now on.
Sure, no problem.
Do you know that it was Joy who told me that you did a DNA test?
Oh, so she did call you?
Yes. Said she saw you going in the lab with Caleb.
That woman!
I kept it to myself because I really didn't want to believe her. But it turns out she was telling the truth all along.
I don't know how she could be passing at that exact time. For all we know, Joy could be stalking me.
Exactly.
But I promise you, Pepper, I will never do anything like this again.
We need to find out who was calling you.
Indeed, I agree 100%.
Eva thinks it's Joy who got somebody to do it. And I'm even more convinced now that she might be right.
I think so too. When she called me to ask about the DNA test, she said she already knew it was my son.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think it was indeed Joy behind those calls.
We've got to find out, Simon. I will not let her get away with this. It was pure evil.
Indeed. She should be held accountable for her actions.
How could a woman not be over a man 19 years later?
Joy wanted to be my wife.
Who would want to marry crazy? I mean, Eva is a blessing. She's a beautiful young lady. But the fact that you had a baby with Joy?
I was a different person back then. I was still playing around.
And look who you permanently attached yourself to.
And I am grateful for Eva. She was meant to be here.
I don't disagree with that. But I wish she had a different mother.
Right.
There must be something Joy can be charged with for what she did, man.
I don't know that she can be charged for that.
It was harassment, Simon. A deliberate attempt to deceive somebody. And it worked. Because you didn't believe Caleb was your son until you hide and carry him for the DNA test.
Well,
I can talk to Sergeant Murray. Something has to be done so Joy don't ever think to do something like this again.
Sister Martel, garden looking lovely as usual.
Thanks, Coretta.
I just stopping in briefly. You got anything you could spare our fellow villager?
Mm-hmm. Look, I just picked some nice okra on Boro. You could have some.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Greens carrying a price in the market. Last week, about 10 boro in a bundle for $400.
That is why people need to start planting. When you plant, you know it's organic and you're saving money.
Yes.
If you don't have yard space, you could plant in containers.
I agree. I used to try with the little garden, but mortal, me ain't got the dedication like you. And honestly, since John moved out and left me, like me ain't really got the urge to do nothing.
Coretta, you born alone or with a man?
Of course, by myself.
Okay then, as women, we should never let a man stop our progress.
You right, you know, mortal. I mean, you live without a man for how much decades? You must be a virgin over and over and over again.
Really, Coretta?
I mean, nothing wrong with living like that, but me personally, I can't do that. I like a...
All right, Coretta.
Which reminds me of something that happened the other day.
What's that?
I passed by the new boutique and guess what I seen, huh?
Well, I wouldn't know. I wasn't there.
The two young women kissing up one another and doing the most things.
What?
You think it easy, mortal? Is a whole love affair going on between Sharon and Kavita?
Coretta, you realize what you're saying?
Yes, and I know that is Sharon doing. She come in the village for spoiling people. Nice, nice girl, child.
You sure?
Yes, imagine that, eh?
I hope it's not rumors you're spreading about those young women. Even if it's true, it's none of your business to judge or go around telling people.
So who's supposed to talk about it, mortal? For all I know, you's a LGBT too. Because why you never had a man in all the decades I know you?
Coretta, you's a real piece of work, you know.
Auntie Mortal, I'm going over by Pepper Lil. Hi, Coretta.
Yes, Catalina. You auntie gonna tell you about the new LGBT couple we got in Marundoy.
What?
You friend daughter, Kavita and Sharona in a full love affair.
Coretta, you need to stop.
So you too? Like auntie, like niece?
Get out! Get out of this yard, Coretta. Get out, you nasty woman. Oh, may God have mercy on you.
It's all right, Martel. You could keep your okra and boro.
And from now on, when you pass this yard, just... Street.
You have a good day, maiden mortal.
What in heavens is this?
Coretta needs to stop. She gonna get in some serious trouble for she mouth. Catalina, glad you come over, girl. God knows I need somebody to talk to.
Mm-mm. What happened, Pepper?
Well, the cat is out of the bag. Simon did indeed carry Caleb for a DNA test.
I'm not surprised.
He said he just had to be sure.
So how you feel?
Betrayed, Catalina. Like all I plead and tell this man I never cheat on he. And I was 100% sure it was his child. But he still didn't believe me.
At least he know now for sure that Caleb is young.
Yes. But now I feel like something is broken in we marriage.
I understand.
I feel like I can't trust Simon anymore.
Really?
Would you trust him after he go behind your back and had a DNA test done?
Well, probably not.
But Joy is the cause of all of this.
So you know for sure she was the one behind the girls?
What else makes sense? I can talk to Sergeant Murray. If it's one night alone in jail cell, Joy got to answer for she action.
Yes, because that's harassment.
And me foolish husband fall faith. When he should believe me, he believes some stranger on the phone. The more I think about it, the more I get angry. Simon really hurt and deceived me. And I don't know if I will ever get over this.
You have been listening to today's episode of Marundoy.
Marundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.